Hey, it's D. It's a brand new episode coming right for you, right on the FTO Network. Enjoy.
All right, everybody, we got a brand new episode with a super awesome guest. If you guys know who she is, you know exactly who she is. She is the doctor who plays the violin. We got Dr. Blurdy, violinist. How's it going?
I'm doing great.
This is cool. I remember when I first saw your videos on Instagram, like you, like, it's like, wait, is this person playing like, you know, Inuyasha theme song, right? Like, yeah, it is. I'm here for it. And like, it's on point. Like it hits every single time, but like, that's not like your main like profession is music. Like you are a doctor on top of it. Hence like the name, Doc Birdy Violin. Like, so, How did it start? You playing the violin, like the anime tracks.
So it started. It started off way back in. It had to be like November 2020. Yeah, 2020. We had started, you know, being like this whole virtual thing and like trying to navigate that. They created a Black Doctors Blurred group, and they were doing like introductions and. It was like, name your favorite anime, name your favorite manga, tell us something fun about yourself. So everybody was kind of being creative with it. And they're like, you know, doing like little TikToks or posting cosplays. And I'm like, oh, I don't cosplay, but I play violin and I could do something cool with combining nerd stuff and introducing myself. So I decided to play the Yu Yu Hakusho intro for my intro into the group. And it like popped off in the group and they're like, do you do more? Where do you do? Da, 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 da. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe. And then they just kept pushing me and And Akasha Cosplay actually started the group, the Blurred group, the Dr. Blurred group, and had pushed me also to just go ahead and get started.
Might as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then that's kind of was the start, the ground, and then the encouragement from them, and going into like March of 2021, that's when we got started with this. And I was like, all right, let's just do it. That sounds like fun. And I had a lot of fun, at least playing the Yu Yu Hakusho intro. And then as I started playing more, I was like, oh yeah, this is something I want to do.
How long have you been playing the violin?
Playing the violin since I was 9. So I was in third grade going to fourth grade. That summer is when they, we had like our summer music program, and that's when I started playing up.
You've just been going ever since, man. Because you definitely tell, like, you've been playing for a while, because you're going at it like a pro when it comes to these songs. I see like on your Instagram page, you got like different recitals or concerts that you've been doing also.
I've played for my patients. I played throughout college, and then I played throughout medical school, like with our gospel choir. And then I was like, well, I need another outlet, because I hadn't picked it up in about a year or two. And I played for my sister's wedding. So it's like, I play it every now and then, but there was nothing really consistent since I got into like becoming like a doctor working full time and things.
Is there like a melody or a tune that like you play like more than anything else, like something that's just really like just gets to you?
Ooh, I think I would have to say like Zelda music.
Really?
I would say Zelda music, because wow. That was when I was it was something that when I was in high school, you know, playing like classical music would be fun, whatever, but like I would play with like playing by ear and just like throw in there like, you know, the Hyrule songs, or like the in like just random music from the whole thing. And I'd have nerd friends that would like look at me when I would do stuff and just be doing random stuff, and somebody would look over and I'm just like, oh yeah, you caught that.
That's where that birdie comes in. You would put that freestyle on there. I dig it. I like it. is that going to be like a progression someday, like with your work, like you putting like your own spin on certain songs and tunes and whatnot?
I think that would be like goals, would be continuing and like being able to like create music to where it's like, oh, you kind of mashed up a couple of different songs that everybody kind of recognizes. That'd be cool. But I have done less with like creation in terms of me producing, like me making music from like scratch, essentially.
Oh man, ooh, that could be something big, like a lot of like the black gamers out there. Because you said like you're a big gamer also, so there's a lot of game companies. I know Melanated Velma, Kuma, a part of that group. He's big into video games also. So like you we can see you making tracks sometime in the future, huh? My goodness,
that would be so. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's a dream of yours. Oh, I like that. I like it. Keeping that blurry dream alive. I dig it. Talking about you being a gamer though, Mario Kart 9 is coming out pretty soon. Like you said, you're big into Nintendo and PlayStation. Like before the show, like tell me you're excited about that.
Yeah, no, definitely excited. And then also with Arceus coming out for Nintendo for Pokemon Arceus, that's gonna be dope. I'm like literally, I have that pre-ordered, ready to go. I just finished on the PlayStation. I finished Tales of Arise, and so I'm a big Tales of fan. Like I was another thing that I like really got into with JRPGs. And then last year Nier came out, like the remake for Nier. But I just now like picked it up because I've just been busy. Picked it up to actually start playing through it again. But yeah, no, it's I feel like with wanting to watch anime and also playing video games, like you have to pick which one you want to be on top of, because I feel like the list just keeps growing for both.
You have no idea. And like the fact that me personally, I try to get into all of it, like gaming, movie, TV shows, like different podcasts, different videos, all that stuff. And like, you're right. It's a hard list to keep track of for sure.
It is.
When it comes to your song picks though, like most of your stuff have been from anime, like from JoJo Bizarre, from Inuyasha, Full Metal Alchemist, Attack on Titans, Hunter x Hunter. And like there's one from a video game that like I recognize clearly, which is Kingdom Hearts. Why did you choose that one? I know you have Zelda as well, but like the Kingdom Hearts really stuck out to me. Like, so why did you choose Kingdom Hearts over so many other video games out there?
At that time for Kingdom Hearts, they had just announced Sora for Smash Brothers. So I had to
do it.
It was like, oh man, because we've been asking for Sora for years.
Yeah.
And then when they finally did, I was like, oh, have to do it. Gotta put my dude Sora out there. So
and to hell with Waluigi, let's get some Sora in there instead.
But yeah, because like, and then when I said that, I was like, you know, I haven't played a video game. I haven't played a video game song in a minute. So like, this is perfect timing.
Yeah.
It hit, but I've done Persona 5 too. I did a song from Persona 5, which is a JRPG too.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it is. And so when it comes like to the genres of video games, what is your favorite genre to play?
I would say JRPGs. Smash Brothers has a special place in my heart. Like that is one of the things that I played throughout college, medical school. High school. Like it was what we did when we were just like chilling out.
Like, was that your first console? Was it Nintendo?
It was Nintendo 64. Yep.
Nice.
So that like lays like a special place in my heart. Party games, of course, like Mario Kart, things like that too. And then Pokemon. I also started with Pokemon. So back when the Game Boy Color and things like
that. Wow, bringing it back, man. My goodness.
I want to say I've played every generation of Pokemon besides, I think, Black and White. That was the only Pokemon generation I actually did not play. But that was right around the time where I was studying for big boards and things.
So can't take off too much time with video games.
Can't even fault me for that.
I gotta ask, do you have any nerdy tattoos?
I don't have tattoos. I thought about one, but I was like, I'll just hold off.
Share what it possibly could be?
It was Zelda. It's good. It's nice. Like my heart. It's my heart.
Hey man, you love it. I love it. Like I see no problem with getting a cool Zelda tattoo. I thought about it quite a few times, so I completely understand.
Yeah. What about you? Any tattoos?
Quite a few. I got as everyone knows that I love to show off, I have a huge Batman tattoo on my chest.
Oh, dope. That's awesome.
I have each one of my wrists.
Yeah.
And I have Let Life Come to You. on my own. Yeah, I'm yeah. I still want to get all seven Dragon Balls on my body, and I want them to be scattered around and covered by my skin. Sounds cool, right? Yeah.
Sounds so dope.
Can I put like a scouter on my hip? You know, yeah, see, you get it.
Yeah. I'm feeling it.
You're about that nerd life. You're about that nerd life. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool. To go back into like to the video game news though, like I know we talked about this also beforehand, and like you didn't like, you know, you said you're not much of an Xbox person, but you heard that Microsoft is trying to buy Blizzard and Activision. Like, do you have any thoughts about this whatsoever?
I feel like it's just their, I don't know. I do own a PC too, so like there's some benefit possibly with them doing it, but I'm also just kind of like, no, stay in your lane. But I guess I it's more
greed. Yeah, I mean,
lean more towards stay in your lane, because I just don't want them to like decrease the quality of those games.
And like it'll be decreased in so many different ways. It'll be decreased like it being exclusively towards the PC and Microsoft. It'd be like decreased by like the fan interaction. It'll just be severely decreased. I hear you completely.
Exactly. So yeah, no, I'm not that wasn't, I hope that's not the move. So
because I'm a big Diablo fan, like I love Diablo, like
I have that game and it's still on my list to play. I have it for the Switch, and like I got it for like a birthday present, have not touched it. It's been in my possession for like a year and a half, and it's on my list.
Color it inappropriate, but my five-year-old, when we had our Switch before they lost it, he played Diablo 3 like crazy. Like he loved Diablo 3, and like, you know, I feel like, you know, it's not really bloody, like there's some monsters inside of it, but he loves it, and like he loves Diablo 3, loves it. So such a good thing. You have a kid also, you play some of your music for your child. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, actually our playlist for her, like, go, so she's like 17 months, so just turned about almost just turned a year in August. So like whenever we travel, we play anime music because that's what she loves. Like, oh, I change it to Beastars intro. She loves
that. Nice.
On my page, you have like her favorite like song, and initially was like DuckTales. And
that,
so
that's what I'm talking about.
That was her go-to, calmed her down 100%. Like, she would get shots in at the clinic, just immediately after she gets the shot, we play DuckTales. She's like, ah! And she's like, stops.
You gotta tell me a story about how you found out DuckTales calmed down your child. You gotta tell me a story.
I'm trying to figure out how it even worked out. I think it was like one of those things where you know how like you're trying to find something appropriate on TV to watch with your kid while they're like actually active in looking at the TV, but also don't want to watch something dumbed down like Blue's Clues or Barney.
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, you know what? DuckTales is a great, like my husband was more like, you know what? Like DuckTales is a great show. I loved that show back in the day. They just made a remake. So let me put the show on. And every time like the theme song would go on, she'd go be like playing with her toys. And then he'd be like, do, 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 do. And she'd be like, was that bass to drop? And she just like staring at the TV.
Oh, that's cool.
And then eventually she'd get to the point where she'd stand up and start bouncing and like dancing. And I'm like, okay, so this is your song. So that was it. Like she'd start smiling. Just like that was her song. So that's how it's it was wild how that came about, but that's her song.
Are you ever gonna like officially do that one? Like I know like you got a video of you her sitting down, it's like you're playing it for, but you're gonna do like a one for the fans?
Yeah, I need to officially do it. I that is on the list to do.
I hope a lot of duets on that one. I hope a lot of people come in and sing along with that. That would be so great. Cool. My goodness.
So good. I have a Disney list, and I'm like, I need to start getting I have a Disney list. I need to start hitting some of the Disney list songs that I have out. I did do Stand Out. Did I do Stand Out? Yes. I did Stand Out. One of my way, way beginning posts, when I like look at the beginning, I'm like, oh, I cringe a little bit. But like, I definitely did Stand Out in the way, 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 way beginning. But I probably will bring that back because I want to remake it with like better quality music and stuff.
I get that.
Figure it out things as you kind of move on.
I feel like you're just taking your time and having fun with it, and I appreciate that for sure.
Sure.
Are you doing like anything from Encanto? Like, since like, is that part of the list too?
It is, since it's like, I try to kind of like some of the stuff I go by the hype. Like, I'm like, oh, you know, this is hype right now. So I'll because I'm actually having fun watching it too. So yeah, I haven't seen Encanto yet. So I will not, I have to see it first. So I'll get like, sometimes I'll get requests for things. I'm like, yeah, but I haven't seen it yet. It just doesn't feel right if I haven't watched it. Like, otherwise,
you are a true nerd. I love that.
Yeah. I'm like, otherwise, I also don't have as much fun when I'm like just playing it when I don't like know. So
I'm doing like, you're just putting yourself in something that you don't know too much about. No, I hear that completely. Exactly.
I've actually started One Piece for the amount of requests I've gotten from One Piece. And I was like, all right, let's just do it. I'm about to start One Piece and see what all the hype is. And
what'd
I'm
you
like,
think? Well, what'd you think?
I'm enjoying it. I'm on episode 4, but you know, I got a lot of episodes to go. But
yeah, you got like over 1,000. So yeah. Yeah, you do.
But I'm not.
That is the lamb chop theme song of animes right there. That thing just keeps on going, dude. Yeah.
You know what? I will never have a time where I'm like, dang, I'm mad. Like, that's it. Now I have to wait for more episodes.
No, you don't. Yeah, I think Crazy Ain't the Great said it best. Like, y'all sleep on this anime and talk trash about it, but you're like, you know, you always got an episode to watch, and the fillers are fire, apparently. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was literally the quote from Crazy 8 was literally, I was like, all right, you know, I'm just gonna, that's fine. I have an episode, I have stuff I can just watch whenever I want to watch it.
There you go. I think you made a very valid point when it came to that too. Like, I listened to him.
I did.
So if people didn't want to make requests for songs for you to do, like how do they go about that? Just leave some comments, send you a DM, or you know,
comments, leave me a DM, that's fine too.
Right on. Yeah. Man, I'm all for this. This has been fun. Like, I hope it wasn't like as short as you thought it was gonna be, but it's always fun talking to like a hardcore nerd. It's always fun talking to someone like who has an adult profession as opposed to, I don't know what I would call this, like more of a hobby profession, but you're a doctor, dude. I said, that's top tier. That is top tier right there. Like, I told myself I can be a doctor someday, but I don't have like the fortitude to put myself through that rigorous training and going to med school and like grad school. Like, I don't know all that. So congratulations to you for like having the wherewithal to do all of that stuff. Cause I don't.
Thank you. Sometimes I wonder, like, you know, if I knew COVID was going to happen, would I have done this again? I don't know. But I'm here.
Jump up, right? We're still in. You're cool, dude. You're definitely cool. Is there anything like that we should be looking out for you in the future?
So, you know, got some collabs coming in. I've kind of dropped, I said, like, a couple of my favorite, my daughter's favorites are going to be coming through the pipeline. Like I said, B-Stars is one of her favorites. I'm probably going to mesh in a little bit of her in there, do a little bit of cosplay.
Cosplay is coming too?
Yeah, for her. But I want to do some cosplay for myself, but that would be, I think, farther down the line. But yeah, just definitely more content. I'm hoping to be more consistent this year. Like, I want to get a post out, at least a post a week. So, nice. And so that's my goal. And like, it's something I really do enjoy. So I'm glad that people are enjoying it as much as I am. It sounds like.
Yeah. I see you did some posts with Gio and Always Jin.
Yeah.
So far also.
Yeah. So yeah, those are amazing. Like, I also think of this page as something that's really, really cool that I've connected with people who I've never would have connected with, and created music with people who I've never probably would have thought I would have made music with. So like, they were awesome. Gio is super sweet. Jin is super sweet. I actually have a really good relationship with both of them. And Jin, I'll just like send message to him like, hey, I'm having trouble. Like, I'm struggling with this part. Like, what do you think? And then she'll like same thing with me. She'll be like, hey, I can hear it, but I'm like, what are the notes that I'm missing? And like, we'll just kind of like play off of each other and like help each other. And it's a really great relationship. It's nothing competitive. It's just like a, hey, we both have this art that we love to do, and we're both nerds, like, and we like to create content. So it's also been a very great experience.
And for those of you who don't know, Gio is a guitarist. He also plays a lot of different covers from different spectrums of music, like from animated video games. And mm-hmm. Jen is also a violinist like yourself, mm-hmm. and she does like different collabs for different people all over yep. the spectrum. So like, you guys are all keeping it hardcore nerdy, hardcore awesome. And like, I am so here for all of this. Like, the future of Doc Birdie Violinist is, I can't wait for a shirt. You get a shirt made, you gotta send me a shirt, because I'm here for sure. I'm here like for like a violin, or like maybe like the drawing that someone did of you. Like,
yeah, yeah. That shirt was actually made by another doctor artist, Shirley Whirl, MD, who she's actually creating a book too. But she like, I was really trying to get her to do my art, and she did my art for me before she stopped taking commissions.
Love it.
So yeah, so it was kept it in the Blurdy fam.
So the TriStar.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. Very nerdy.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, if you're just like getting that tattoo somewhere, like, you know, you gotta document that also, because we want to see how that goes down. Just putting it out there.
right. I know. If I ever get a nerdy tattoo, I'll for sure have to post it.
Ooh, can't wait! I'm so excited for this. Like, the nerdiness inside this community, it's unlimited. So dope. It's fun. It's so dope. I ask this question to everybody who's on the show, and like, I gotta ask you this question too. You said you've been doing this in 2020, and it is 2022, so two long years that we've all gone through. Like, and you put some joy in many people's ears, and like, I'm grateful for this. Like, but what would you want to say to those people who's been supporting you since like day one of this? What do you want to say to all those folks?
I just want to say thank you for keeping me like motivated to keep playing. Like, it's just been, like I said, this has been a great ride. Like, that I'm like so grateful to continue. You got like all the comments, all the likes have just definitely kept me like so excited to keep creating content. And it just makes me feel like, you know, like I'm doing this for myself, but also like everybody else is enjoying it. But yeah, like everything has been, the support is amazing. I love this community. Like, I had no idea before I came and started like doing music like this, what was going to happen. And like, I couldn't imagine what I would have, like, I couldn't imagine this, but it's just unreal to me. Just cool, like, who would have thought like this community existed. So
keeping the joy going. I love it. I love it so much. Like, the joy is always going in this community, and your experience is no different than like so many others like I've talked to on this show. So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for what you brought to everybody. I hope it keeps going. And your kid is one lucky kid to have a parent like you putting out some joy to everybody. So please keep it going. Please keep us posting like all the coolness that you're doing. And I'm here for some more stuff. Like, definitely. Like,
yeah. What requests you got?
Like, oh, I was hoping you were gonna ask. there is this one theme song from a band called Goya. It's mm-hmm. It's a little ridiculous, but Goya no Machi Awasa is a little ridiculous. It's a little silly. It reminds me of like, you know, old school 90s like California surfing video games kind of music, but uh-huh. it's an anime that I've never seen before. But I've been trying this new thing where I listen to like the theme song of an anime. If I like the theme song enough, I'll go watch the anime. And usually I'm disappointed because the anime is not very good. Right? I know, right? But that one there, that Goya song okay. is so good.
Ooh. I just found it. Okay.
Yeah, you know I'm what I'm talking about. Okay, there you go. It's good.
It
yeah. It has like a cool beat to it. Like, I was going to do a TikTok for it, but I was like, you know what? Maybe next year. Maybe next year I'll do a TikTok.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I'll have to listen to that one, see if I... see what the anime is about.
I guarantee you, you're gonna dig this tune. Like, this tune is a fun beat. It's a okay. cool fun beat, definitely.
Okay, for sure.
Awesome. Doc Blurdy Violinist can be found on Instagram, TikTok. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter. Everybody's pushing me to Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter. But maybe in the future.
What other platforms are you on besides TikTok and Instagram, so everyone can know where you're at?
TikTok and Instagram are the main two I will doing more posting. Like my New Year's resolution is to do more posting and on Instagram. So not Instagram, on TikTok.
Hey man, we take what we can get. That's how I look at it. Like,
yeah.
You take your, you're a busy person. You're a mom, you're a doctor, and like, you know, you're a credible talent, like towards all around. So like you take your time, whatever it is you do, we are definitely here for it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys check out her work. If you got any questions for her, make sure you hit up her TikTok or her Instagram. She's taking requests. So there's that. And thank you so much for all of this. I'm really am grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, this has been DF Dinner Talk. Until next time, you guys take it easy.
Hey guys, D here of FTL Nerd Talk. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, tell your friends about FTL Nerd Talk. Got a lot of different shows for all of you. Make sure you tune in every week for a brand new episode. Take it easy.